When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 6, and everybody's like, Justin Simmons time. It's Justin Simmons time.
What's he doing?
I don't. Probably.
I think he can hop off the couch and be better than, who is it? Javon Wallace or whatever.
Javon Wallace.
Hey, it's one thing for Phillip Rivers to do it. But at that position?
Yeah, jump off the couch and hit some people and cover some people.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling that we'll get some level of resolution on what's happening.
They should have been hit him up if that was the case.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I feel like if there was going to be that move, that's been available. When he got on a podcast saying publicly that he would love to be in Houston.
Yeah. You better all going after the Honey Badger at this point. Might as well hit for the Honey Badger. Yeah.
Heading into this game, Lopez, what could be the most telling stats at Acrisure Stadium come Monday night?
I got some options for you.
Okay, please.
Some of these are exact stats, and some are some that I kind of combined from a couple of different places. That just in terms of like they're good at this, while the Steelers are good at that, et cetera. But let me throw these numbers out at you, and figure jump in. Tell me if you think this is going to be important in Monday night's game or not. The first one is the most important one. We've talked a lot. They've talked about a lot. Everybody's talked about a lot about the red zone, right? Did you know the Steelers are actually number 11 in the league?
Defensively or offensively?
Offensively. In the red zone? It stands to reason with Aaron Rodgers. He'll find a way to find.
Honestly, with DK Metcalf.
And DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, Freiermuth for that matter.
Freiermuth, Darnell Washington now, he isn't in, but that's a left tackle playing tight end.
Yeah.
Now, of course, again, he's been lost for the season, but those are the types of things.
Damn, they're paying wide receiver.
Yeah, those are the types of things that they had, and backs that can catch out of the backfield as well. A lot of variety, versatility in the red zone.
I was looking at this, and it was one of those where I was surprised, but I shouldn't have been, because I went, that's pretty good. Especially when you're talking about two teams, and this is why I brought it up, two teams that play very similar styles, like to keep it tight, like to keep it safe. You get into the red zone, and they're 11th in the league. The Texans, as I think you already know, are 30th in the league. 30th in the league in red zone efficiency. So how telling a stat is that going to be on Sunday, especially when – you got Kaimi Fairbairn kicking 6 field goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be something that's interesting to watch. I wonder how, you laid out pretty well. This has the makings of a tight game, a real, 16-14 type affair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the difference in making sure that you're getting the end zone and getting an additional 4 points could be huge. I think the defensively, though, is where it gets interesting, is how does that pair up? And how many opportunities will you even have to get in there if you're the Steelers on one side and the Texans on the other?
If memory serves, the Steelers are kind of middle of the pack defensively in the red zone, and the Texans are higher in the red zone.
Right.
So those two stats should be stacked together. But as much as they're efficient in the red zone, the Texans are pretty good against it. As much as the Texans are horrible in the red zone, the Steelers are actually middle of the pack. So take that for what it's worth.
Sure. And the red zone thing is going to be, I think it's going to continue to be interesting. It's going to be one of the things that we've been watching all year long. We've been lamenting all year long. And it's going to be one of those things that through the playoffs, we have to watch and see if they can find a way to make any headway on this.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because maybe one way to be better scoring is not doing it from the red zone.
I was going to bring this up, but I figured that you'd get here eventually.
Not doing it from the red zone. The Texans are pretty good. Now, they don't do it a lot, but the explosive play rate, I'm sounding like Reggie Atatula right now.
That's right.
The explosive play, I think they call it the PGAEPR. Pretty good.
Goodness,
it stands for pretty good at explosive plays. the old PGAEPR.
What are you doing, man?
Just let him cook, man.
You're scaring the hose.
Just let him cook. Let him cook.
The Texans are pretty good at explosive play rate. I think, if I'm remembering right, 11th as well. I think they're 11th or 12th in explosive play rate. The Steelers giving up big plays, bottom 10.
Yeah, that secondary is atrocious. Mm-hmm. It's gotten old. It's gotten decrepit. And they are right for the pickings.
So do they take more shots?
The Texans?
Yeah.
The question is, can you block it up?
Yeah.
That's the question that arises. You've made mention a number of times already in this, mm-hmm. the early week that we are in. T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward pushing the pocket in the middle is one of those things that is also interesting. Is if C.J. Stroud has the opportunity to hold on to the football and wait for those things to develop, then I think there's possibilities. Hell, you watched in that final game of the regular season with the Ravens and the Steelers. You watched Jalen Ramsey get cooked,
mm-hmm.
and that was the thing that put the Ravens in an opportunity.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's bad quick.
But that's how it happens in sports a lot of times.
Especially cornerback.
Things that athletes that depend highly on their athleticism, mm-hmm. it always feels like it falls off a cliff.
Yeah.
It is rarely just a gradual decline. It's mm-hmm. it's here one day and then gone the next.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what's happened somewhat with Jalen Ramsey, but a lot of that, they've got a lot of age on that team just generally, and I think that secondary, that's some of what shows up there. So, it could be something. And then arrested Nico Collins with an opportunity to maybe make some hay there.
Mm-hmm.
The likes of Jalen Knoll finally getting some shots as well in the Chargers game. I think that's going to be something that, mm-hmm. You have to watch for, and hopefully that can create some scores that you don't have to worry about red zone. But then also, putting points on the board at all applies pressure to the Steelers.
And it comes back to C.J. Stroud, too, finding those opportunities whenever there is somebody maybe pressing and gives them the sign or whatever.
Sure.
And they make that that change.
Right. That's one of the juxtapositions quarterback to quarterback. I hate it when we do the thing where we go, this quarterback versus that quarterback, because they're never on the field together.
Mm-hmm.
But the juxtaposition, you look at Aaron Rodgers and you believe that if the defense makes a mistake that he's going to be able to capitalize on it. I think that's going to be the question for CJ.
Yeah. Here's another interesting one. I got a few more here real quick. The Steelers like to pressure the quarterback with just their front four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Texans and we've talked about it, at the end of the season here, they're pretty good at protecting C.J. Stroud. He's one of the, I think he was only sacked 23 times all year long. So their pressure with just the front four or five versus the Texans offensive line, given that they have those rush edges and, as you mentioned, Hayward, et cetera.
That's going to be the name of the game.
That's the whole game.
That's going to be the name of the game.
I think that's the whole game. I think that's one of the more important stats. Because it ties in with red zone. It ties in with the explosive plays. And if he doesn't have time, you mentioned it earlier. That's what I was thinking about. I think that's the whole game. If they can get there with just their front, then they can help their secondary a little more.
Nothing to add there. I think you're right. And being able to keep this offense upright, running the football obviously is going to be something. It's something that the Texans have to do. But if you look at the strides that they've made offensively from last year to this year, passing the football has actually been one of those ones. It's not been something where they've done it in a flashy way or largely in an explosive way, but that's been one of the improvements.
Yeah.
And so if they're capable, we've seen the bad games are when you end up with CJ running around and not having a level of calm to him or any outlets for him.
Yeah.
If he can find a way, or if the offensive line rather can find a way to keep him upright, give him an opportunity to really focus downfield, you should be able to do some things.
And then one more for you guys here. You know how people like to play that check the box, who has the edge here, who has the edge there, whatever. The one that always makes me laugh is like, well, turnovers. Well, of course. If you win, everybody knows, if you win the turnover battle, you're probably going to win the game. Here's where it gets interesting to me, and this is an interesting stat. Both the Steelers and the Texans are top four. Top four in creating turnovers. Texans are number two. Steelers are number four. It's very, very simple. Whichever team plays to its strength the best in terms of turnovers, that team will win the game.
And when you're doing the race to 20 type football game, what happens if you have a short field? Mm-hmm. How does that affect a game? If you have any questions about offenses on either side, short fields, getting the ball, another possession or limiting a possession on the other end, those are things that obviously in any game, any football game, that matters to a great degree. I think that you're very right in those, and obviously there's opportunities to dig deeper into a lot of those things as we continue on. and towards the wild card matchup between your Texans and the Steelers, which you'll be able to hear here on Sports Radio 610 come Monday night. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by Joe Judge. Once having a neighbor named Aaron Hernandez, what's the worst neighbor you ever had? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.